The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm great today, Gil. Spring is here. That means summer's on the way, right? And that means it's almost vacation time. So I'm in a vacation state of mind.
Oh, there you go. And besides offering a break from the daily grind, a second home can also offer a break from taxes.
Yes, it certainly can. You know, tax law allows most owners to lower taxable income by taking certain tax deductions for vacation homes. What's deductible, though, depends on a number of factors, especially how often you use it and whether you're going to allow renters in the property.
Okay, now are only traditional homes considered vacation homes?
No, actually they're not. RVs and boats count too, as long as there are sleeping, cooking, and bathroom facilities.
Okay, so what qualifies for a tax break then?
Well, it's all about how you use the home. So let me give you four different scenarios. So say, for example, number one, only you, the owner, use this property. It's just for you and your family. Then you can generally deduct your mortgage interest and real estate taxes just as you would on your primary residence, and you just use Schedule A to take those deductions when you file your income tax. So another scenario would be you rent it out for no more than 14 days per year. If so, you don't have to pay taxes on the rental income, which is nice. You might be able to deduct a portion of any uninsured casualty losses also, but you can't write off rental-related expenses like utilities, housekeeping, and other things like that.
Okay, what if you rent it out for more than 14 days a year?
So that's scenario number three. If you do that, you must claim the rental income as income on your when you file your taxes, but you can offset this income with related rental deductions, assuming you don't exceed the limit on a personal use of the home under the tax law. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. And then there's scenario number four, where you personally never use your second home. You buy it strictly as an investment property and you just rent it out. If there's no personal use, the home's considered an investment or rental property by the IRS. And you can't count any time you spend checking in on the house or making repairs as personal use, by the way. That's important to note.
Okay, and we can talk briefly about rental home deductions at the end of the conversation, but for now, let's get into some examples about the tax picture for a mixed-use vacation home.
Good. It's great we talk about that because that's where the tax picture gets more complicated. So the key to maximizing deductions is limiting annual personal use of your vacation home to 14 days or 10% of the total rental days, whichever is greater. So here's an example. Say you rent your vacation home for 200 days out of the year. Your limit for personal days in the home then would be 20, which is the greater of 10% of the 200 days or, you know, the 14 days. Mm-hmm. In that case, your vacation home can be treated as a rental, meaning you can deduct your expenses, some of your related expenses on the home. When you use your vacation home personally for more than 14 days or more than that 10% of the total rental days, then your deductions on your, you know, on your income tax are limited. So let's do another example. Say your rental receipts are less than your rental expenses. You can't offset the net loss against other income sources like your salary or pension or other income you have coming in.
Okay, and yes, this is complicated, and at the end we'll give people a place where they can go on HouseLogic.com to find out more about this. But before we leave, let's touch on that thing about rental home deductions.
Sure. So if your home is exclusively a rental property, there's a lot of things that you can deduct in terms of your expenses, including advertising the property, you know, that you're advertising that it's for rent, cleaning and maintenance, taxes, insurance, mortgage interest, utilities, even the cost of towels and sheets you provide for the renters, and, of course, depreciation, the value lost due to the wear and tear a home experiences over time. But, you know, this gets tricky, too, because if your modified adjusted gross income, which it's kind of the same as your adjusted gross income for most people. If it isn't over $100,000, you can deduct as much as $25,000 of your rental losses. And that your rental losses are the difference between how much money you bring in rent and, you know, your expenses to have the rental. But the deduction gradually phases out between a modified adjusted gross income of $100,001 and $150,000. So, you know, and you mentioned it. I just want to mention, too, that the info we discussed today is just general information. Folks really need to contact a tax pro about their particular tax circumstances. It is complicated. And we do have more info at HouseLogic.com.
And, of course, for more information specifically about what we talked about, go to HouseLogic.com/radio, and you can follow House Logic on Facebook. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, as always, a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.